Mr. Chairperson, I would like to congratulate you, Ambassador Gill, for assuming your duties. Let me assure you of Finland's full support in addressing the important tasks before us. I would also like to thank the BWC Implementation Support Unit for their continued valuable support to the state parties in implementing the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. I also want to add my voice to those previous speakers congratulating and welcoming the states that have acceded to the BTWC since the last review conference. Finland fully aligns itself with the statements by the European Union and the working paper by the Global Partnership. I would also like to add some remarks from a national perspective. Mr. Chairperson, the BTWC is the first multilateral disarmament treaty to ban an entire category of weapons of mass destruction. The BTWC is a key component of the international non-proliferation and disarmament framework and the cornerstone of efforts to prevent biological agents and toxins from ever being developed and used as weapons. Today, the norm against the use and possession of biological weapons remains strong, and our duty is to contribute to a world where biological weapons would never be used. We must remain vigilant. In the light of new technological advances, the rapid enhance of information and the emergence of non-state actors, we need to make sure that the BTWC and its practical implementation will live up to the expectations also in the future. Mr. Chairperson, all of us who participated in the 8th BTWC review conference and its preparations are well aware of the huge amount of work that was invested in strengthening the effectiveness of the convention. My own country, Finland, was particularly active with regard to the science and technology review, and together with Norway and Sweden, we tabled a paper on this important issue. Our aim was to reach an outcome which would enable the BTWC to keep pace with the rapid advancement within life sciences and biotechnology. Also, many other state parties were active and tabled proposals relating to this question and the other main issues of the review conference, such as national implementation, international cooperation and preparedness, response and assistance. The aim was to create a balanced outcome, and we commend the significant efforts at the review conference and its preparations by the Hungarian presidency, Ambassador Molnar, and by the many state parties involved. Unfortunately, the review conference ended with a minimum result, and we could not agree on a new intersessional program of work. The conference final document, however, tasked this December meeting of state parties to make progress on issues of substance and process for the period before the next review conference, with a view to reaching consensus on an intersessional process, a crucially important task on which we now need to deliver. Mr. Chairperson, we should keep in mind what was conveyed by the Secretary General in his video message at the opening of the 8th review conference. He said, and I quote, "States parties need to grapple with the growing risks of biological attack. The deliberate release of a biological agent would be a global health and humanitarian catastrophe." End of quote. We need to take this message seriously and deliver, not just by making statements, but first and foremost by agreeing on concrete measures to strengthen the effectiveness of the convention. Deeds speak louder than words. We want to commend the depositary governments of the BTWC, the Russian Federation, United Kingdom, and the United States for agreeing on a joint paper on elements of a possible intersessional process. Finland supports this paper and regards it as a good basis for reaching consensus among the state parties. Let us work constructively across the traditional boundaries of geography, politics, and economic and technological development with the view of realizing this goal. Finally, Mr. Chairperson, let me also mention that as Finland's national commitment to Article 10 of BTWC, we have since 2014 carried out a development cooperation project with Tanzania on strengthening laboratory capacity and raising awareness in biosecurity and biosafety. According to the midterm review of this project last April, the results so far are very encouraging. We hope that in time our project will also contribute to the universalization efforts of the BTWC. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.